Cross Country Day.
Done and dusted.
I say. So obviously we were really excited, or I was really excited about Cross Country Day.
Were you though?
You didn't really know what to expect, did you? Correct. I didn't know what to expect. However, I knew that you were really excited about it, so I was getting into it as well, just vicariously through you. But no, it was massively exciting, and we are going to. Oh, by the way, if this sounds a bit echoey, we were going to pretend that we were actually in one of the judges' booths that they have near the dressage arena. We actually stood outside the dressage
booth. Because you chickened out.
Because I did chicken out of actually going inside in case we got told off. So let's talk about today. By the way, it's boiling here. Oh my. Thankfully we're in the shade. Let's start off with, we couldn't have got off, I would argue, couldn't have got off to a better start as far as Team GBR are concerned, with Pippa Funnel. Goodness me, tell me all about Pippa Funnel.
How long have you got?
A long time, as long as this tape keeps running. How long have we got? Go on.
Oh, Pippa is just amazing. I mean, we talked about her in the other podcast where we had her dressage tested on Thursday, we did. And we know that I love Pippa.
Yeah,
Pippa is just excellent. And she went out there and she proved that 20 years after winning gold here, she is more than capable of zooming around the Le Moulin cross country course inside the time, because that is exactly what she went and did.
She was superb. I mean, I was so impressed. And also, it's worth saying, there was always a bit of pressure on you if you're the first rider. Equally, there's plenty of pressure on you when you're the last rider, but certainly with the first one, you're setting the tone. If you have a bad run, then people are getting nervous. But she just knocked it out of the park.
Well, superb. I mean, even a bad round is an educational round, because at least then you can go back to your team and say, hey, I tried to go the long route at this fence, it didn't pay off. And, you know, and then you can give feedback as to whether you think the long route is worth it. So, you know, a bad first round is not, you know, all bad because it's educational. But no, Pippa went out, she went along at every single fence, cruised round easily inside the time, which is the perfect confidence boost that you want for your team on cross country day.
Absolutely. And she was in fine form afterwards, as you can hear from my interview. Yes, I did an interview.
I let you have the microphone for change.
Yes, so I've done all the interviews today, everyone. So here's my interview with Pippa. She was on fine form.
Okay,
Pippa, that was astonishing, and it's always so important for the first one to go around to do well, but let's talk about your round first. Just astonishing. I was watching it here, you could hear a pin drop as you were going round, then massive cheers when you were clear. How did it feel for you?
Well, just huge release, but obviously when you're going round, you just, luckily, because the feeling in the morning and last night is just so revolting, I just can't say how awful you feel and how I just wanted to be somewhere else on another planet. And wanted to retire. And then when you set out through the start gates, you just, and that's where I suppose the experience helps, because I know all those horrible thoughts go away as soon as I get going. And then it's a case of just trusting your own experience and trusting the horses that you're sat on. And he's an absolute machine cross country. I have to thank Marek Sebastek, his owner, enormously for letting me keep the horse. And you know, who would have dreamt he would have been at European Championships?
I think we need to talk about the fact you were the pathfinder here today, and it makes such a difference when there's such a strong performance as the one you put in there for the team.
Well, I know only too well, you know, having been on many teams before, and I've been on teams when we had the most amazing pathfinder in Jeanette Breakwell and Nicola Wilson on her great horse. And I know the importance, that feel-good factor for the team when the team gets off on a good note. So that is added pressure. It really is, because it's difficult to... It puts then huge pressure on the others if you don't have a good ride. So, you know, I knew the importance of it. But obviously, once you get out there, that importance sort of goes, because you just stay so focused on doing your job. And your job out there in your 10 minutes is an individual performance, watching the clock, not making silly errors, being switched on if things do go wrong. And that's where it's just huge relief, because you know, they're mates. And I just, it's one thing when you let yourself and your owners and close team down at individual events, but it's a whole ball game when you've got such a huge team, and you guys all of Team GB, you know, it's a big weight. And now my shoulders feel
okay, so there was no danger of that then. Finally, what's on the agenda for the rest of the day?
Well, obviously, very much supporting the team, my teammates and the individuals. You know, they're all in a very good position dressage wise. You know, unfortunately I wasn't, which is, yes, frustrating, but you know, I knew why the horse was here, and that in a way put more pressure on, because he hadn't done a good test and I had to prove that why he was here, and luckily that round did prove it, and so I'll be absolutely supporting them, giving them a kick up the backside. I won't say what Piggy said to me, because she said, Pipsy, I'm going to stick a stick of dynamite, a firework up your bottom, and I'm going to set it, and after 10 minutes, 10 seconds, it's going to go off, and that will make you go round quick, and maybe that's why I was 8 seconds in time, outside the time, so the firework didn't go off.
Brilliant, superb, well done. So that was Pippa, and as you could tell, she was. I was in fits of giggles after finishing that one with the particular quote about the firework. Very, very funny, Pippa. That then took us to Piggy French.
Yes, good old Piggy and Quarry Crest Echo, otherwise known as Red, mm-hmm. because he is, well, red in colour. So, yeah, Piggy went out, did what Piggy does, got round, mm-hmm. another clear round.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So that really sort of, as we were saying before, it sort of means that the rest of the team, who are all watching, by the way, so all the team comes down. This was, you know, this is, to be honest, been how it's been throughout these championships, both in here and in Rotterdam, is that you have so many other members of the team come down to watch them and then cheer them over the line. And by team, I don't just mean other riders, I mean everyone involved. If they've got a spare few minutes, is coming down to watch the riders cross the line. So,
well,
it's really nice.
It's not just watching the line, though. There's a tent, basically, at the finish line with the screens in. So, obviously, they are there because they want to watch their teammates get round and wish them well. But also, they want to watch the rounds to see how everyone is finding the course. It's, again, it comes back to it being educational, and you want to watch not just your, like, again, not just your own teammates, but everyone else on the course, to get an idea of how they're riding, how the time is going, which fences are proving more tricky than others, where you might need to take a long route. So yeah, so it is good, but that's what they all come and do. They go and sit in this very, very, very hot tent.
Yes, but right, here's what struck me, is as soon as Piggy got off her horse, she straight away, Pippa was there and Tina was there, of course, very close friends, the three of them. And it was so touching, because they were both, all three of them, just having big hugs and clearly, obviously, talking about the round, talking about the course, talking about whatever, because Tina had still to go at that point. But I just thought it was a really touching moment. So that was Piggy's round, and what did she get?
So, well, she stayed on her dressage score. The dressage score was 29.8, so she stays on that, and she's in ninth position overnight before show jumping.
Solid. Solid stuff from Piggy. Brilliant. Okay, and so after Piggy, it was Laura.
Yes, and we'd been riding high all morning, and we came crashing back down to earth with Laura. She was absolutely on fire with London 52. They were just eating the course up. They were doing so well. They got to the last water complex, fence 20B, and yeah. Sadly parted company.
Yes, it's worth saying she wasn't alone. That caught so many. It's the one that looks like a bird. People will have seen it, but it's the one that looks like a bird.
Yeah, it was definitely the bogey fence of the cross-country course. There were problems there more than anywhere else on the course, so she was not alone on it. It's quite a skinny fence, very solid, and you're jumping, it's in the middle of the water, so you know, I said yesterday that I knew the water complexes were going to be what caused problems, and it was that fence was the one that did. And very sadly they parted company, but Laura was straight up, walked straight over to London 52, and they walked off the course together and are absolutely fine, and will, you know, be back to fight another day. And I'm
absolutely
sure,
I was really struck by how her resources of strength after that, because she must have been so disappointed given how the last couple of days had gone so well for her, or certainly her dressage on Thursday had gone so well. I obviously, she was disappointed, as you would be, but I thought she handled herself so well after that, as you say, going over to the horse straight away. And yes, you're right, both horse and rider are fine. So that then brings us to where I flip over the page in my mind to Tina. Yes, so Tina Cook, whose birthday it is today, and we got a ride in this morning with her, and it must be odd competing on your birthday, because it means you can't really relax and enjoy your birthday until you've got the competition out of the way. But she went round, and it was, again, it was looking really good until...
Until, yeah, they had a run out at fence, I want to say 12.
Yeah.
It was another of the water ones.
Yeah.
It was the skinny out, just coming out of the water. It's a skinny arrowhead brush, and yeah, I think from my understanding of looking at it, the horse just didn't lock on and just went past it.
Yeah, I have to say, everyone I was watching it with could not work it out, and Tina herself, when she came back, said, "Don't ask me what happened because I still don't know." Mm-hmm. It's completely flummoxed her as to how that happened. And yeah, as I say, most people I was standing with watching it were completely flummoxed as well. So what was Tina's score then?
So they picked up 20 penalties for the refusal, but because of that refusal, they then had to go around and take another very long route to get round. So in the end, that the long route cost them, it was 15 and a bit time penalties. So they end the round on 63.9. So they are our discard score at the end of the day. But again, like I've said, it's still valuable information to feed back to the last rider of the team, because of that mistake, it meant that Oliver and Cooley Masterclass, who were the last riders out on course for the team, they had to go clear inside the time. So any information that Tina can feed back to them is still very, very useful.
Excellent. OK, well, we'll get to Oliver in a moment. But our penultimate rider, who's obviously competing as an individual here, Kitty King, who has been, I think, one of the standout performers for me over the last few days. And she had a phenomenal round. I mean, she was very hard on herself afterwards. I thought she was talking, she thought she'd been a bit slow. But just phenomenal. I was really impressed.
Yeah, they were brilliant. And I was standing watching her round on the big screen, just willing her over every single fence. Not that she needed it, because they were going great guns. Mm. They were a couple of seconds over the time, so they did pick up 2.4 time penalties. But they're now sitting on a score of 30.3, which puts them one place behind Piggy. So they're in 10th. So they're still top 10. The horse is, you know, as I've said yesterday, he's still relatively young, he's still learning. So yeah, absolutely cracking day at the office for them.
Okay, that went so well. I mean, again, I'm watching it here and the crowd is willing you over every time. How did it feel for you?
Oh, he felt great. It was a little bit kind of hairy making it happen in places, but that was to be expected around a track like this. You know, we had a few strides taken out here and there, and then ones added elsewhere. But you know, he kept jumping, looking for the flags. I don't think I even kicked one, which was a relief with the new flag rule. And you know, he felt really good. I just annoyed with a few time, but just felt like I needed to hold his hand a little bit towards the end to make him come home clear. So.
No one on this side was disappointed at all. How are you feeling this morning? Because obviously every rider I've spoken to this morning has been saying how nervous they were, how it was difficult sleep last night, that kind of thing. How was it for you?
Yeah, amazingly, I slept quite well last night, which is ridiculous. My Apple Watch said I had 80% sleep, so that was great. But it was worse before the trot up.
Yeah.
But I did have a good sleep, but I watched the first few go, and obviously there was quite a few problems on the course, and you know, I wasn't feeling overly confident after watching those, and made sure I waited to watch Pip, went off for a bit because I knew then Pig would do a good job, came back and watched her to try and fill myself with a bit of confidence that it could be done. And you know, they jumped brilliantly and it gave me a good boost, and then I went and sat in my lorry and sat in front of the fan and sat down, tried to gather my thoughts, make my plan where I was going to swap my whip over, what I was going to do, and then hopefully just coming out here and trying to deliver.
Definitely works. Definitely worked. Great plan. Well done.
Thanks
well done.
Very much.
So that was Kitty, and that just left one rider to go, and obviously he's competing for the team. He's Oliver Townend.
And he is Mr. Cool.
He is Mr. Cool, because the pressure will have been on, and as it is for an anchor rider, but also because obviously we're wanting to hold on to a silver medal position. And he went round with a phenomenal round again.
Yeah, another clear inside the time. They got, so they stay on 27.6, which was their dressage score. They're now in fifth place overnight. And it was just a, to excuse the pun here, masterclass in cross-country riding.
I am going to use masterclass again and keep using masterclass because I happen to think it's a fabulous pun. A great round from Oliver. And you talk about him being cool as a cucumber. That was the first question I asked him when he came out. Right, so anchor member of the team, and clearly the pressure's on. How do you deal with that pressure building all day when you know that it's coming?
I'd be a bit strange that way. It's not something that affects me. I might get a little nervous whilst I'm in the wagon and thinking about the routes, but once I'm on the horse, I'm very, very calm and relaxed and almost to the point I question myself and try and give myself a little bit of a kick because, you know, I've just become, I suppose it comes with experience, but I've become very relaxed and then across the finish line and get a bit embarrassing and emotional. But
that was a nice little gesture. What's the story behind that? So they kissed
you? No, nothing. But the people are out here. You gallop round there, and the people holding the British flags, I don't know them from Adam, and they make the effort to come out here and support. And you know, the support that they get on Instagram and the support that you hear of, you know, you hear name being shouted as you're galloping around and you think, wow, well done, you know, you've come out here with your flags and really supported us like they support the football team, and it's a very special feeling.
So you can hear your name being shouted out as you're going around?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. God, I feel like I'm having a conversation half the time. There's lots of, you know, things get said, and luckily all nice here this week. So, no, I'm very grateful to the British support and the British team and everyone behind this.
Excellent. Well done, Oliver. Excellent performance. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Team GBR in silver medal position. It's worth saying host nation Germany are, well, they're doing rather well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're doing very well. They are quite a long way in the lead, but, you know, it's not over till it's over, and, you know, the polls can be costly if they start falling. So
yeah.
The Team GBR score overnight is 92.8 and the Germans are on 78.5. So it is quite a margin.
That's quite a gulf, isn't it?
Quite a gulf, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
So you can't rule anybody out until the final horse has jumped.
Quite right, and I don't think there's anyone in the team who's going to be giving up just yet. Because and equally, because, you know, a silver medal behind such a dominant German side at these championships on the home turf, I think is an excellent result. There are quite a few nations on our tail, aren't there?
Yes, so obviously the Germans are way, way out in front, but after that it does get very, very close. So we are, as I've said, 92.8. The French are behind us in bronze medal position and they're on 93.6.
Okay, so yes, it is going to be tight, a lot to play for, and it's show jumping tomorrow. What do we think here? Who do we think are our sort of strongest riders as far as show jumping is concerned?
To be honest, I think most of them are pretty strong. Again, like I said, show jumping can be incredibly unpredictable, and you have to remember that the horses have charged around a 10-minute, 10-second cross-country course today, which is an incredible feat of endurance and strength and skill. So obviously the first thing, actually, before we get ahead of ourselves, is we have to get all the horses through the second horse inspection tomorrow morning.
That's true. Second horse. Is it going to be like the trot up before? Is it going to be like that with everyone watching from the gallery?
It will be, yes. It's normally slightly less of an affair than the first one, but it'll still be an event. There will still be a crowd watching and we will all be holding our breaths to make sure that everyone gets through in one piece.
Quite right. Excellent, can't wait. And it's going to be our final day of the championship,
It's going
to
be our final day of our European tour.
What are we going to do after that? Go straight back to work. That's exactly what
do. Yeah, there is that. We've got several days in the office, and then I go off to Burley and leave you behind.
Yes, we should do a podcast from Burley, I think, because these have been so much fun. But we've got one more to come, which will be tomorrow, when I predict Team GBR will still be as successful as they are now.
I hate it when you do this.
I know.
And you get very hate for myself. Because I know how much it can change on the last day.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be the confident one.
Okay,
then.
You be the confident one.
You be the realistic one.
I'll be the realistic one. I'm not saying that I don't have faith in our team, because I think our team are awesome.
Yeah.
But I just, I mean, this judge's box is made of wood, and I'm very firmly touching the wood that everything goes to plan. Like I said, obviously, we've got to get through the first horse inspection before we get carried away with show jumping. But yeah, next time we record this podcast, we will know whether or not we've got medals.
Correct. See you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.